Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're attempting to stop the forces of slavery from bringing in the New World Order. We're into the third hour. Bunch of news on the terror attacks, the brewing terror attacks, the puppet government in Iraq, oil prices. A whole plethora of vital news, Big Brother news coming up. But I promise to get to all these callers that have been holding patiently for quite a while in some cases. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. We have another guest in 30 minutes, an update on the Casey Nethercott ranch rescue story. You don't want to miss that. The border wars. Let's go ahead and go to David in Florida, then Regina, Luis, and others. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. I was actually the email author with regards to the possible Patriot missiles that were being armed in Jekyll Island.
Out there by Sea Island and Jekyll Island where they declared martial law, this Associated Press in Georgia. You emailed me and we posted the little story you wrote about this big missile battery you saw with troops. I have confirmed that troops are out there, troops keeping the world leaders safe. It's all part of being the new America.
Of course.
And you said you saw this missile battery. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know necessarily if there was a missile battery per se.
Well, that's what the article you wrote said.
Well, I actually
said... big missile truck. I mean, I know they put the missiles up at other globalist meetings.
And that was what the clarification I wanted to make, because I had hearsay information from my family who said that they saw missiles or a missile utilized on a Hummer, so to speak. I guess it would be used.
Well, that would be a tow missile.
That would be Stinger missiles or tow missiles. I am not one who's knowledgeable in military.
Well, I have seen articles that they have called the military out, and they've also got some drills going. And I know that now at any big event that they put not just Stingers but Patriots out.
Right. Well, I wanted to make that clarification just so that we don't necessarily deceive the listeners from my point of view. I could not confirm that they were Patriot missiles. I just know that there was some type of missile.
Paul just posted what you wrote. So.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't misinforming anybody from my email. I just wanted to make the record clear with that. But there were, as I said, on top of a Hummer, my wife had described that there were 8 holes that they would put missiles in. I don't know. Again, I'm not one who's inclined to know anything about the military, artillery or anything like that.
What else did your wife say she saw?
Well, other than the information that I had shared with you that I had seen with regards to the vehicles, the radar, one time I had gone on a cruise and actually saw the pier base as well. Did not see anything too much in detail other than the fact that I saw the jeeps, the tents that were out, the razor wire.
Yeah, well, everybody should carry a $5 disposable camera in their glove compartment.
Yeah, amen. And I just happened to not have one at that moment. And I do apologize for the listeners as well, because I would love to have that proof. But unfortunately, I don't.
Well, I mean, there's military drills going on all over the place. They admit they bring Patriot missiles out for any globalist meeting now.
Right.
And they did it 6 months before 9/11 in Genoa, Italy. Paul Watson can post about 50 photos from different meetings in the last 2 years in D.C. where they roll out Patriot missiles in New York and D.C.
Right.
That's been all over the news.
Yeah, but it scared the snot out of me when I actually saw that out there, and it's coming down. You're absolutely right. Martial law is coming down. It's becoming a little bit more expressed now that we're seeing it firsthand. But
bit by bit, incrementally.
But I did want to make that clarification. I did not want to deceive anyone, and I did want to make that clarification so that...
You've made it about 6 times now. Won't make it again?
No, you
really should carry a camera with you. I appreciate the call. Take care, buddy. All right. We'll come back and talk to Regina and Elise and others that are patiently holding. And again, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And we will also get to some of the other news here. Homeland Security awards $10 billion border security contract to Bermuda company, but it's a virtual border to spy on us. It has nothing to do with stopping the open borders and all the illegals that are pouring across en masse. We also have Casey Nethercott coming on in about 25 minutes as well for an update on the range wars going on the southern border.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander. Will kill all germs on your countertops and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go to these calls a little bit quicker here, because there's a lot of them and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to sort of put a heads up on the HJ Resolution 83, the appointment of individuals to fill vacancies is coming up now. A constitutional amendment, they announced it's going to be voted on today. I remember we talked about that before.
Well, tell folks what it pertains to, Regina, because you call them with legislation. You need to tell folks about it.
Okay, after a disaster, instead of electing officials, they want to pass a constitutional amendment, HJ Resolution 83, to make sure that they're appointed. With all these discussions of areas being coming under national disaster,
Sounds like freedom. Just like Iraq appointing the new leaders, that's freedom.
Well, this is a constitutional republic, and remember, we're putting UNESCO.
But I thought freedom is when the rulers appoint our regional governors. Nazi Germany did that. Wasn't that freedom?
Well, Alex,
They're doing that in Iraq, Regina.
I understand. I didn't.
I'm being sarcastic. Go ahead.
I'm with Ron Paul. I didn't say we should go to Iraq, so I might have.
No, I'm showing that whatever's happening there is now being shut up here.
Well, listen to them on the floor of the House, and you're right on. They're justifying that, you know, there'll be nobody to stand up. But we're reminded that under that last bill that we talked about earlier for electing them, they have, what, I think it's 45 days, no longer than 40 days to get them up. So we elect our Congress. And that's the only thing we should be pushing on.
So they're back with the bill? They're back with the CFR written bill of a year ago to appoint a new government?
Well, they're calling it H.J. Resolution 83. They're calling it a constitutional amendment. I just heard on the floor on C-SPAN earlier that this, you know, they were justifying
it. You've got to have
a
constitutional convention to have an amendment.
Well, you know, I, you know, hey, who knows exactly? We just know that H.J. Resolution 83 needs defeated by our Congress. We elect our Congress in this country. If they
that's Al-Qaeda-ish. Electing people is evil.
Well, Alex, if they don't want to be elected, then they don't need to be there. Just
how
like
dare you arrest that woman? You don't like having appointed leaders? What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't like the idea that under our one of our news stations, one of the ones that you were on and Watson was on too, our 50,000 watts come over that New Hampshire's looking at the pizza man. Tell on the underage drinkers.
Well,
when you
that's
go to the
happening.
Home.
That's happening coast to coast.
Well, they gonna
the
card
pizza
everybody?
Man, the carpet cleaner, they're all spies. It's all part of the freedom.
Well,
hey, listen, we gotta arrest all these teenagers. They're working for Al Qaeda.
Well, hey, they might be.
We gotta appoint our leaders. We gotta take microchips. We gotta inject cancer viruses that they put in the vaccines. It's freedom.
I know,
it's
Alex.
Freedom.
You've been educating us, so I'm still fighting that. I know you are too.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, Regina. It's totally disgusting. It's abject tyranny all over the place, prodigious wickedness at just a capital level, and it's not very creditable what they're doing, is it?
Can I ask you real quick, do you like this Bednarik? He came up on the Libertarian as somebody that helped promote in Austin the Bill of Rights. Would you say that he's somebody that's worth paying attention to?
You know, I know Michael Bednarik personally. I think I've even had him on this show. I think I've had him on the TV show. And he's from right here in Austin, knows the Constitution up one side and down the other. I think he'll be a great candidate for Libertarian president.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear because he sounded good, his ads and everything. I think Aaron Russo maybe got the nomination, but that's hard to follow that stuff. So I wanted to get a heads up with you because
well,
you're right in that area.
I was hearing last night the Bednarik one.
Good, good.
Well, what is the truth?
Well, on Sunday they had it, and it was it looked like to me that the Aaron Russo, at least as long as I watched, when they were doing it as a group vote, it looked like he got the most votes. Then they were going to the delegates, and then I got pulled away from.
Yeah, what I heard is that Russo really won, but then the other guy that got defeated, they added their delegates to Bednarik.
Okay, well, I just wondered what you thought of him because he
well,
sounded
good.
Well,
I get Bednarik on this show. And he's,
that'd be great.
I mean, they were both great candidates.
Well, good. I just heard him, Austin, and I thought, well, Alex knows who he is.
He's a very conservative libertarian, I would call him.
Well, good. Good. I'd like to say that, Bill of Rights, you know, and what we're fighting with H.J. Resolution 83, that's the kind of people we need here. We need.
You ought to see Bednarik. He drives around with no license plates.
Oh,
he does all that stuff.
Well, he's, I had to get a handle from you because the only, you know, I figured if he was that involved in Austin, then I would, you know, would think that you would, you know him, and you know, he would either be a friendly to you or not. So
no, I like Michael Bednarik. Yeah.
Very good. That's encouraging. And
my friend Chris Athanas made a great video with him, a constitutional primer, where they go over the Bill of Rights. Hey, good to hear from you, Regina.
Well, thanks, Alex. God bless. Enjoy.
I'm not actually enjoying what's happening. It's disgusting every second of it. But we got to expose it. Got to lance the wound here. Got to get the pus out, and that's what's happened here. Let's talk to who's up next here. Louise in Missouri. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I know someone, a neighbor, and exactly what happened to that gentleman happened to them. They had to go through all the classes and everything in order to be able to get their kids back. They still haven't gotten their kids back.
Yeah, they just say sign here, and everything will be all right, and you sign away your rights. You never get your children back.
I wanted to say another thing real quickly, if I could, please.
Okay.
I know someone. And there was a family altercation with a family member in the mother's home where my person I know lived at. And when 911 was called by the person I know because of the physical altercation with a family member, the person I know ended up getting arrested. And when they asked, is the family member had the altercation with pressing charges, they said, no, we are. And they said the city of Kansas City. And so, anyway.
Yeah, it's all about getting everybody in the system.
Well, I'm saying that the person that I know, the family member didn't press charges. But the police...
Yeah, the government does. Yes, I know.
Yes, okay. Well, you might want to explain that. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Great points. I appreciate it. Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I want to ask you a question, Alex. I think it's great we're talking about these libertarians and everything. But let me ask you, what do you really think? We don't elect our officials anyway. I mean, we know that they control through voting or services.
Well, by the way, they were our servants. Now they're officials, authorities. We are civilians. See, notice how they've changed all the semantics to the military dictatorship.
Absolutely. We're living in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's not many places where you can actually vote now. There are moves by states, though, to make there be a paper ballot. But the government says, oh, no, there can be no record of how you vote. We just why are you asking for that? That's very radical of you.
It's incredible, Alex. And the reason I was really calling you was to tell you that I was listening to George Norrie on Coast to Coast last week, and I'm in the car right now, and I'm on my cell phone. I don't have the guy's name. I had it written down at home. He had a guest on last week. He was phenomenal. He he's a financial guru guy, and he was talking about the infrastructure of the United States financial condition and how, you know, the wars are waged and everything, and, you know, Federal Reserve all gains to stand, you know, they all stand ground from gaining everything from this from 19, you know, when the Federal Reserve started in 1913. But I want to ask you, Alex, what do you think of he made a comment that he said that he predicted over a year ago that there was going to be a terrorist attack sometime before the next election. He actually had a book out, I guess, and he was forced Barter's books and Barnes and Noble and all them pulled the book from the shelf. What do you think about that, Alex?
Sounds like par for the course.
Here's my question to you, though. I mean, obviously everybody knows it's written all over the war, you know. The walls down. I mean, here's this movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. Now, I know it only skims the surface of what you've been reporting for the last 5 years, but point is, stuff is leaking out in some state or form. You know, it's coming out. They can't hold it in. And, you know, I was just talking to a neighbor. I was cutting the grass the other day, and they were talking about Big Brother. I said, well, you know about all that. And I said, let me turn you on to Alex Jones. Gave him your website. He went to the Internet website yesterday, and he was blown. He goes, this is awesome. I got to tell the people at work about it. So word is getting out, Alex, but, I mean, what do you think about this terrorist attack? And Rumsfeld last week making the announcement that's probable we're going to have this massive attack. What do you think about
that? The White House told U.S. News and World Report it's going to happen, and we know they're going to be behind it.
Right, and remember the roundtable discussion last month, Alex, you were on, I think it was Jim Mars and the other guy, he had made a comment, he says it's going to happen in a cohesive manner, that the terrorist attacks, Tatiana Krajna made a comment, she was a Russian official, worked with the KGB or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
It said there'll be people, the terrorist attacks will be so frequent and horrible in the United States that there'll be people running naked in the streets. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, that's what the IMF and World Bank did in Argentina, and they were the most industrialized almost to our level. Overnight, yuppies, there was a Washington Post article of a cattle trailer overturning and dead cows, and these yuppies were literally running out of the ditches, grabbing goblets of raw meat, just trying to eat it.
Unbelievable. And just real quickly, to all your listeners, Alex, I went to go see it. That was a waste of time. I just had to go see it. I went to go see the movie the day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right up Al Gore's alley with the greenhouse effect, Alex. The world's going
to...
If we don't give ourselves
up to world government, the Earth's going to destroy itself. Only world government can save us.
That's right. Great. Keep up the good work, Alex. And
you too, my friend. Good to hear from you. Kelly in Texas. Kelly, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, two quick points. I'd like to have gotten this in when you had your guest on about the draft, but a good friend of mine and I were talking about if the draft was implemented, what would stop people from, say, the night before just blowing a big joint, providing that they're going to do drug screening to keep people, you know, that are users out of the draft?
They don't do drug screening a lot of times now. They're even hiring criminals out of the prisons, illegal aliens by the tens of thousands.
You're saying that prior to, in other words, any kind of medical exam going into the draft would not have drug screening?
Yeah, they'll just ignore it. They're already doing that.
Wow. And another quick point, I was curious, but did you see the Fog of War by Earl Morris, and what did you have to say about that?
Did I see the what?
The Fog of War, the Academy Award-winning documentary about Robert McNamara.
No, I didn't.
Earl Morris, one of the great documentary...
Yeah, I didn't see it. Was it good?
Yeah, it's a little bit more morally ambivalent, but it does demonstrate from the horse's mouth. I mean, McNamara talking about the firebombing of Japan prior to the drop.
Tell you what, just stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Kelly. Stay with us, folks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight, we're kicking over the rocks, showing you what the roaches and vipers are up to as they breed out of control, taking over our whole society. Finishing up with a point you were making, Kelly, then we'll talk to Chuck, then I got a quick guest coming on, then I'm going to hit some final news. No more calls, though, after these two. Kelly in Texas, finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me held over. Briefly, I was just going to say it is available on DVD and tape currently now in your video store, and I think it's great history. When I said morally ambivalent, I guess that depends on who is seeing it. A friend of mine said he didn't find it that way at all. I found it in some passages highly critical of McNamara, just by letting him have the leverage to hang himself about what he was saying. I was talking about LeMay. It's just great history because it's from the horse's mouth. He talks about the missile crisis. He talks about the firebombing. He talks about General LeMay. He talks about the Kennedy assassination, the escalation of the Vietnam War. It's fascinating stuff. They've got audio transcripts of conversations between Johnson and McNamara. It's just awesome.
Do they have the clip where they admit that the Gulf of Tonkin never happened?
They have actually. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, they have actually clips of the people on the boat in the incident in the Gulf of Tonkin saying, actually, no, those weren't, we thought we saw torpedoes. You know how people can get a little confused out here and so on and so forth. You know, where they have actually people on the boat saying, no, actually nothing happened.
What's the name of the video?
The Fog of War.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Let me ask
us.
You one quick question. Anything about the tunneling in Wyoming, and I'll let you go.
Well, be specific.
There's underground tunneling going on in Wyoming and extra money being funneled into Wyoming for terrorism. Apparently there's some reports on I'm hearing this third party. So
yeah, I don't have any specifics on that. Thanks for the call. I mean, since the 50s, there have been giant tens of billions of dollars that we know of spent. They've got these giant tunneling locomotives that can go through like 4 feet of solid rock an hour. And they've just been tunneling all over the West, and they've been blasting and tunneling underneath the Naval Observatory in D.C. where the Vice President lives. That's been in the Washington Post. And all these other countries have been tunneling, too. I mean, Switzerland has giant underground bunkers with two-year food and water supply for their entire population, and they haven't spent a micron of what our government has, but there's no place for us to go. You know, we're supposedly the big target, but nothing for us, just all secret government installations and, you know, emergency cities for the elite. I mean, I know about that. I mean, you know, it's like the government canceled the superconducting super collider in Waxahachie, Texas. Last I heard, some private CIA group had taken it over and had it for, quote, some foreign troop training base. This was in the Waxahachie paper and even ABC News had a report. Oh, just a foreign troop underground base. It's good. I mean, again, everything's Twilight Zone. We're in 2004, folks. The future's here. It's weird. It's corrupt. It's out of control. We got a population plugged into the television sets and to the beer and to the rest of it. Doesn't even know what's going on. Last call, Chuck in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Alex, I came across your program on the 31-meter band on shortwave this morning. And you must be preaching to new generations of the choir. The old choir, which was in the 80s, in the name of the militia, knew about all of the things that you have been saying this morning, but nobody, anyone they talk with, their eyes would glaze over and mentally they'd click the switch and look to something else. There was a prison built by the feds in the southeast corner of Interstate 75 and Loop 635 in the Dallas area, and in May of I think around 95-96 there was supposed to be a roundup in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan
area. Well, you know,
area.
That's why the so-called militia people never get anywhere, because it's all paranoia and made-up stuff. And you know, well,
I took pictures of it.
Well, I know they've built giant FEMA camps everywhere, but we have the power. We're moving forward.
Well, my point of everything I'm trying to say to you is your efforts are well-intended,
mm-hmm.
but they fall on deaf ears because
no, they
the
don't.
Public,
no, they
the
don't.
General public.
No, they don't.
If the only way the general public is going to take care of this and reverse the situation is for armed revolt.
Well, I have to tell you, sir, that 5-6 years ago I could do a radio show and half the callers disagreed. Now the broadcast is syndicated, AM, FM, shortwave internet, all over the place, you know, Denver, L.A., all these places, you know, Rochester, New York, let me finish, and no one calls in to disagree, unless you call what you're doing is disagreeing. And I do interviews every... Just stay there, I'll explain it to you. No, it is not falling on deaf ears.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. Okay, I'm about to get into some more of this news on the police state, on the oil prices, you name it. But, Chuck, what I'm telling you is that a lot of the supposed old-timers, I've been doing this for 10 years now, which is, frankly, quite late in everything. A lot of great people, but, you know, slinking around, sneaking around, the secret police are going to get us any minute, the Russian aircraft are about to land any second. No, this is all a gradual thing. And I know they've built all these FEMA centers. Now they're announcing it, so it's for our safety. Now it's all coming to fruition, so people are waking up. The feds have to go out and blow their own stuff up to try to blame it on us.
That's exactly what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, but what I'm saying is that so why would armed conflict be the way to go if they have to go out and do it to themselves?
The relationship of government people have reversed itself, and under our Constitution, we are the master, government is servant. And
no, I understand that, sir, but answer my question. You say armed revolt's the way to go, but the government has to go out and stage armed revolts to then demonize us. That is not the way to go.
Well, you know, I'd like to talk with you at length about this, but unless the
I think on the air is the place to have these type of discussions.
Right,
but it's very clear what I've said.
Unless people are willing to organize and do what needs to be done to put government back in its place, back on the reservation, then you're going to be behind the curve. And in order to do this, you have, when you're in, your raw intelligence is telling you that this is occurring, these different things, then you have to take preemptive measures in order to stop it in its tracks. Congress doesn't need to pass all of these different pieces of legislation. They have the 1933 Emergency War Powers Act. You could wake up tomorrow morning and they could invoke it and do away with the entire Constitution.
But they haven't. Right. They haven't done it because they haven't conditioned the public to accept it. They must have our consent, and I'm telling you, they don't have it.
Well, and I'm saying to you respectfully, unless people are willing to take matters in hand, now I don't mean walking into the lion's mouth stupidly. I'm talking about organizing and doing it correctly. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose everything. And all the talking in the world is not going to solve the problem. There comes a point.
Well, you're here talking.
Well, there comes a point. I'm talking because you've brought up things that I knew about in the 80s. I knew about it Waco. I used to be in the business. I was an intelligence agent, for crying out loud. I knew what was going on. And when I finally learned that the American government is no better than most of the third world countries that we're trying to take.
It's not just no better, it's much more evil. I mean, the third world countries are just a thug criminal, you know, raid the bank account level. The social engineers running the New World Order are truly evil.
Yes, they are. In Dallas, for example, in 96 or 97, the banner of the New World Order was posted on the New Life, or there was it's an insurance company there in downtown Dallas. It was put up on the side of the building. And who is a resident in that building? One of your famous senators from Texas, Bill Graham. He knew about it. AT&T knew about it. I run intel ops in there, and it was amazing. When I made a few phone calls, a few days later, that banner was gone. And I'm not talking about some little flag. I'm talking about a huge banner.
What did it say, New World Order?
That's right. It's the crest of the New World Order. And
well, you know, sitting here talking about all of this, sir, I mean, there have been countless countries where the people just didn't go along with the system and it fell apart. You're not the only person who worked for the government that woke up to this.
Well,
most people I talk to in government, if they have any brain cells between their ears, are either pure evil and enjoy all this, or they're freaked out and know what's going on.
Well, if you wait too long to preempt the situation, then you have waited.
Preempt it? They go out and blow stuff up. They want to have an escalation.
That's what needs to be done. But you need to...
What? What needs to be done? What needs to be done?
You need to take aggressive response to what is taking place.
Oh, yeah. They just love that.
Well, if you can't lock up the entire country...
Hey, I appreciate your call. Take care. I'm going to expose that they're the ones blowing up the buildings. I'm going to expose they're the ones doing all this. I'm going to go over the evidence. I'm going to prove it. And I'm going to educate people that giving up liberty doesn't give you security. It gives you tyranny. We're going to expose their corruption. Okay? And there's all these people who go, violence is the answer. You notice they're sitting there, though. They want me to go out and organize some violent confrontation. No way. I'll defend my family. I'll be defensive all day and all night. And that's where the power lies, is the globalists going ahead and moving en masse. I mean, you won't need to be told when to get physical, and we're trying to avert that. We're trying to avoid that, to circumnavigate it. I mean... They're going to have this new national draft and force all these deadly vaccines on us. I mean, it's just... I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to let them inject their cancer viruses into me. It's admitted. We've all got to have our lines in the sand, but am I going to go out and and you know, engage some group of low IQ military officers. You know, that would be perfect propaganda victory for the globalists. No, I'll go up and I'll engage them in the info war. I'll try to educate them. You know, I got an article here today. Oh, where is it? This is all the news I wanted to get to. I've covered some of it. And, you know, I don't see them a lot. About every 6 months I see an article where Detroit says that if an officer has over 100 IQ, they cannot be hired. And people never believe this. We ought to create a section on it. I found one today. I'm trying to find it right now. I found one of these articles today. Where is it? I'll find it here in a second. Where is it? I know it's on the websites. I know it's on prisonplanet.com. That's where I printed it off. And it says that if you have over 100 IQ, this cop suing this big city because he has over 100 IQ and a college degree. And they said, no, you're too smart. I mean, there it is. Look, the globalists are always going to be at a disadvantage because there's not that many evil people out there, you know, truly evil. But there are a lot of idiots, people on power trips. But they're very stupid. And I'm not saying all the police are stupid, folks. What I'm saying is that's what they're looking for. That's the type of people that they're after now. I'm going to find it. It's here somewhere. Drives me up the wall when I can't find stuff. Here's one of the articles I've got. Pizza man saved by gun, but fired for packing heat. WorldNet Daily. Prosecutors call it clear case of self-defense, yet national chain prohibits carrying firearms. Of course, a lot of big national chains automatically run your name to the database to see if there's any warrants, and they cash in on you getting arrested. That's all part of the freedom. A pizza delivery man won't face charges for fatally shooting a would-be robber several times when he was approached in a high-crime area. But this employer, Pizza Hut, has fired him for violating a company policy against carrying firearms. Can you imagine working in a 7-Eleven where they give money to the gun lobby, the anti-gun lobby? And he will sit there and tell you to push your little panic thing around your neck when the person comes in? You look at all the cities that have banned guns, period. That's where you've got all the robberies of convenience stores and liquor stores. Not in the South, not in places where most people got guns. And the criminals will tell you. They've done studies. Oh, I robbed the chains that don't allow guns. If I ran a convenience store and privately owned it, you better believe I'd have a gun right there. And it says Ronald B. Honeycutt, 38, who has a permit to carry a concealed weapon, even has the permit, folks, says he has been delivering pizzas for 20 years and has always packed heat on the job. According to a report in the Indianapolis Star, prosecutors announced Friday the Carmel, Indiana man will not face criminal charges. It's clear case of self-defense, Deputy Prosecutor Barbara Crawford said. He did what the law allows him to do to protect himself. That's right. I'm glad you admit that. Jerome Brown Danskler approached Honeycutt around 11 p.m. on May 17, just after he had made a pizza delivery in Indianapolis. According to the report, Brown Danskler pointed a 9mm handgun at Pizza Hut employee as he entered the van. Brown Danskler's gun carried a loaded 14-round clip but had no bullet in the chamber, Crawford told the Star. When confronted, Honeycutt pulled his own 9mm from his backpack of his pants and fired it until it was empty. Good job. He says he fired 15 times in about 8 seconds. An autopsy revealed Brown Dancer was hit at least 10 times. Good. Very well done. Very well done. According to the report, that's going to save my family right there, killing more of these people. That's right. They know. Don't come around here. We'll kill you. Pieces of filth. According to the report, Honeycutt insists Brown Dancer didn't fall until after the last shot was fired. You're supposed to shoot till the person's down. The gun kept... The guy kept standing. He knew he was injured when he fell, Honeycutt told the paper. His concern was he made an error, and the only thing he could say was, I was grabbing his gun off the ground, was, I just wanted pizza. Yeah, sure. After the encounter, Honeycutt took Brown Dancer's gun, fearing it might be stolen if it was left with the body. He got in his van, drove to the Pizza Hut restaurant where he worked, and told his manager to call the police. Then it says he was fired. Where's my article about the IQ? This is driving me up a wall. I need to get to that Homeland Security article, too. I can't stand it when I can't find an article. Where is it? That doesn't matter.
Just people cannot believe that. Oh, here it is. I found it. This is out of Ananova, a big newspaper in England. They have the same policy in England, too. It says, people never believe this, okay? This is the policy in all U.S. cities that I know of, and now obviously in England. Police reject candidate for being too intelligent. A U.S. man has been rejected in his bid to become a police officer for scoring too high on an intelligence test. That ought to tell you something, folks. Robert Jordan, a 49-year-old college student, took an exam to join the New London Police in Connecticut. So I guess this is in the U.S. I get confused. It said New London, and I was thinking England. In 96, and see, I could be a cop. I read that incorrectly. I'm sorry. In 96, and scored 33 points, the equivalent of an IQ of 125. But New London Police interviewed only candidates who scored 20 to 27 on the theory that those who scored too high could get bored with police work and leave soon after. Oh, that's their excuse. They're undergoing costly training. Mr. Jordan launched a federal lawsuit against the city but lost. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York upheld the lower court's decision that the city did not discriminate against Mr. Jordan because the same standards were applied to everyone who took the test. So I guess if you don't hire any black people, it's okay, as long as it's applied to everybody. He said, that's the same thing, this kind of puts an official face on discrimination in America against people of certain classes. I maintain you have no more control over your basic intelligence than your eye color or your gender or anything else. He said he does not plan to take any further legal action and has worked as a prison guard since he took the test. The average score nationally for police officers is 21 to 22, the equivalent of an IQ of 104 or just a little above average. I shouldn't laugh, but and they didn't have this policy until about 10 years ago, and I've seen it in writing, the internal memos of why they do this, because these guys won't follow unlawful orders. They won't taser one-year-olds, as I read yesterday. They're not mindless goons. They can be talked to. You don't want that. How did the Nazis do it? They actually hired all the street thugs, emptied out the prisons. That was their essay to take power in Germany. Stalin did it. He had his lieutenants and captains and sergeants prison guards. And not just prison guards, then he'd also hire former prisoners, rapists, killers. And we're only one step away from that. In fact, it was a Washington Times article last year where they're actually hiring aggravated felons in the military now. People don't believe that either. I mean, it's mainstream. I got an article right here where about 20% of those in Iraq aren't just foreigners. They were illegal aliens. So talk about foreign troops like the German Hessians. Well, these are the Mexican Hessians. So I shouldn't laugh. I mean, this is very, very serious. Homeland Security, DHS.gov website, Department of Homeland Security implements information exchange system or matrix system. They're doing, it's called the matrix, folks. Talk about your face. And here's another one. Probe technology allows police to scan license plates for criminals. And it's a video camera mounted in the squad car that can scan license plates automatically without even being focused. And then they can pull you over. So they don't even have to type your name in now. And so that's going on there. And they're putting these up all over the country. You know, the little road bumps, you know, in case you run off the road. Read the New York Times article yesterday where they're putting cameras in those, infrared cameras. Here's another one, New York Times Today. Technology strains to find menace in the crowd. And then it gets into face recognition, scanning you and mapping faces and even mapping cars and mapping everything. All part of the glorious freedom. Here's another one. China's war games seen as message. China's military is preparing to hold large-scale war games intended as a political message to Taiwan amid heightened tensions between the island and the mainland, according to U.S. intelligence officials. The military exercises are part of China's annual maneuvers involving large numbers of troops. Isn't that just precious? Large numbers of troops and ships, aircraft, and missiles, and will take place on the Dongshan Island. The island is located off the coast of Fujian Province along the southern Chinese coast with Taiwan. Interesting little tidbit there. And former Maryland State Senator sounds alarm on U.S. dollar. Former Maryland State Senator Tom Ferguson is warning the Federal Reserve is planning to destroy the U.S. economy and printing U.S. dollar and exponentially riskier quantities until it blows off the charts and crashes by easing credit rates until the average individual and corporate debt loads are so enormous that the resulting massive distortions in the economy suddenly bring on an economic heart attack, leaving no possibility of short or even medium-term recovery. That's the IMF official plan. We've had it for 2 years. Senator Ferguson went on to say in his recent piece published that the great criminal enterprise, the Federal Reserve, has accomplished step one, trashing and ending the dollar system, culminating in a multi-year massive insane inflation of money supply and credit. Corporations such as Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Farmer Mac, FHA, GM, Ford, and GE, which are actually banks, that's true, by the way, I know that personally, worked hand-in-hand with the bank cartel on this sickening, twisted game, switching from pumping credit cards and cars, which have gone to 0% financing 12 months ago, to last-ditch horrendous pushes into mortgage lending. This insane lending will destroy the lending infrastructures themselves, as Ford and GM are well aware, but the elite do not care, as after the collapse, they will only be the only corporations in the world, and they will be pulling together to put everyone as deep into debt as possible to assure that no American state or corporation or region will survive when the debt mountain suffocates all life. Isn't that just precious?
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
This article is a long one, but he goes on to say this is why so many CEOs are bailing out with insane profits from questionable practices, which would normally ruin their career for life, as they have raped their corporation. The latest is Grasso, the New York Stock Exchange. But they know the game is over. It's now or never. This is their last chance to make millions and move to an island, which they're all doing, for insiders are able to see that the economy is literally going to hell and it will not climb out of hell in their lifetimes. The two great props of the deathly sick U.S. economy, housing and cars, are gone forever and can no longer be used to cover up the rapidly worsening fundamentals. Indeed, many are recognizing that these two alone, especially artificially low mortgage rates, have postponed a deep crash which should have occurred 2 or 3 years ago. Sadly, this extension has not been helpful, but has served as a very useful purpose for the money elite, namely greatly deepening private and corporate debt loads, exploding red ink in state and local budgets to dangerously high levels, emptying pensions, creating a fatally large and exploding U.S. budget and trade deficit, moving millions of jobs and thousands of miles away, and expanding the dollar and derivatives mountain to ensure a global panic. This has been carefully coordinated worldwide from the headquarters of the World Central Banks in Basel, Switzerland. And yeah, we got the World Bank documents over 2 years ago on that. Absolutely. We need to post this article ourselves. I mean, we got a link to it. We need to post it and then add our World Bank documents consume Argentina story to that caveat. And the same thing with the oil. The Arabs are following their orders to bilk us, then lower the prices a little for the election. Bloomberg Financial. OPEC members sound should pump at will, Qatar minister says. OPEC should pump oil at will in the next few months, Qatar's energy minister said. The group's president called for efforts to cause a significant drop in record oil prices. And it says the Qatari Abdullah bin Hamid Al Attila said OPEC is near a consensus to boost its output quota by 2.5 million barrels a day, or 11%. A plan also backed by Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest oil exporter, will ensure markets have enough supplies to the nation's oil minister. So, been riding this hard, put us up for a little while, then jack them back up yet again, this time with a global energy tax, satellite tracker boxes in all the cars. That's the official public government plan for 5 years, now major states announcing it. And, of course, Enron got caught, new tapes of them saying we're going to scam everybody. And, it's so fun to rip everybody off, ha ha ha. Got that on the website as well. Before I end this global transmission against tyranny, it is not too late to expose these people. And one of the best tools I've found to wake your friends, your family, your neighbors, your local constabulary up is my videos. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos on the Second Amendment, on who's behind the terror, on all of it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the videos or books or pro-gun t-shirts via our secure, safe shopping cart. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror to find out who really carried out September 11th. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Matrix of Evil or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove that exposes the elite's occult activities. The videos are all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 40-plus minutes. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. This is life-changing material, all this documented information condensed professionally. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for the weekly video reports, audio interviews, all of it, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. But these videos are so important. They're unlocking minds. They're changing lives. And all the glory goes to God. So please help us get the word out. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More great guests and info. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.